Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of drawing close and receiving and being motivated so as to motivate and refresh and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 1 to 3. Let me illustrate, as long as an heir is a minor, he is not really much different than a servant, although he is the master over all of them. For until the time appointed by the father, the child is under the domestic supervision of the guardians of the estate. So it is with us. When we were juveniles, we were enslaved under the hostile spirits of the world.
Hallelujah. You've just seen this, you know. We become children or sons is when we turn from the world. And so here we could just see we were all caught up. We all came into this world and we got caught up in our family, in our tradition, in our color, in our culture. But what it points out here, we've got to come to realize, you know, we are more than what we think or what our parents think or what our nationality thinks. We are what God thinks. And so we've got to all come to that place of realizing we came from God. We were made by God with the original plan. He predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And then he has brought us back through the Son, through the Spirit, raising the Son up. And now the Son is Lord of all. He's the Savior. He shines like the sun every day. And now we've got to acknowledge the Son. We see that with the Jews. They were specially chosen by God to represent him and represent his beauty. But we see there where they rejected the Son. They were made in Christ Jesus. They were predestined in Christ. But when they rejected Jesus, it shows that the picture they had of themselves and had of everything was totally wrong. And then Jesus said so beautifully, he would have loved to gather them like a hen would gather his chicks, but you wouldn't have it. And now your house will be desolate until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, until you recognize the Lord. But then praise God for disciples that appreciated the Lord, that stayed with the Lord and walked with the Lord and ran their race. And so for us as well, guys, it's so important. We need to know where we come from. You know, when you watch this amazing race, you see the worlds out there, and there's so many millions of people, and there's so many beautiful different cultures. It just reminds you of the bigness of God again, because there's nothing that's not made by him. And it lets you realize, you know, it's so important just to stay with this God, stay with this God in Christ Jesus, looking to Jesus at a daily level, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are being changed. So God knows us, God made us in Christ Jesus, and now he's restoring us in Jesus. So guys, when we were children, we thought like children, we acted like children, but when we became men and women, we turn away from that nonsense. And now our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And it's in that that we find life. We are blessed and we can bless others. So know where you come from. Keep looking to the head from whom you were honed and from whom you find life. And then as you stay in tune, you are developing in schedule, being everything God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.